I want to talk to you about privacy in the workplace. And the general rule of thumb is you check your privacy at the gate. There is no much privacy in the workplace. Employers can do what they want to do. Unless you have contract language in your contract that protects you. I know of very few contracts that have surveillance language in them. Canadian Air was one that had wonderful surveillance language in their contract. They got merged with Air Canada and lost all their good language. But you can always try. The thing to do if you're going to try to get language in your contract is to get language in there before it becomes a big issue. Once you start fighting over surveillance in the workplace, if the company's trying to put cameras in the workplace or electronic badges or whatever, generally once it becomes a fight, then it's too late. You need to think ahead or know what's coming to your workplace and try to get language that's going to protect you before it gets there. If you've got handouts today, I have some handouts from workshops that I'm going to do tomorrow, but in the handouts that you should have gotten today, there is a sheet on different kinds of cameras and different kinds of spy programs. And if you didn't get it, you might ask somebody at the front, because I've brought like enough handouts for everybody. The thing is, there are no federal laws to protect you in the workplace. There are no federal laws against cameras in the workplace. There are no federal laws against cameras in the bathrooms. And most people are shocked and appalled by that. There are some state laws against cameras in the bathroom. Typically, when people have found cameras in the bathroom and have sued their employers, they have won in courts. But that's not always the case. It's a case-by-case basis, and it just depends on the judge. Of course, a lot of times the companies will say, you know, we put the camera in the bathroom because somebody was stealing or they were dealing drugs, and that's the reason we had to put the camera in there. And so the judge may rule in favor of the company, and that has happened. It's very easy, even if there was a law against putting cameras in the bathroom. You can see from this handout that the technology has advanced so rapidly with cameras that the lens of a camera is about 1/16 inch in diameter, and a camera can be hidden in virtually anything that you see in this room, and nobody would ever know it. A clock, an exit sign, I mean, anything that you see in this room could have a camera hidden in it, and you would never, ever know it. They're relatively cheap. It's very easy for companies to buy these cameras and put them in the workplace. And believe you me, the companies are out there hawking these programs to the companies. Monitor what your employees are doing. Some of the cameras, here's picture frames, exit signs, desktop cameras, bookshelves, clocks, VCRs, pagers, shoplifting mirrors, smoke detectors, ceiling speakers, emergency lights, even baseball caps. But really, anything that you see in this room could have a camera hidden in it. And you would never know it. The other thing, the only protection that there is, if you operate under the National Labor Relations Act, the National Labor Relations Board has ruled that putting cameras in the workplace is a mandatory subject of bargaining. So if you are in a union and you operate under the National Labor Relations Act, you do have some privacy as far as cameras go. But that's only cameras. The other thing that I have in the handout are programs that are put on computers. You have no rights as far as what you do on a computer or a computerized machine. If you have a Hotmail account, an AOL account, and you check your email at work, even if your company has no policy against you utilizing your computer at work, they can still nail you because you're stealing time from the company. If you're surfing the net or checking email at work. There's been numerous cases of that. We had one machinist guy that thought he was beating the system, and what he was doing is he was bringing his own laptop in. He was unplugging the phone line and plugging in his laptop and was on AOL 5 to 6 hours a day, every day. And he thought nobody could trace him. But the phone jack, that's all recorded. Every phone number that you dial from any phone inside a facility or a plant is recorded. So all they had to do was pull up the phone records of that particular phone. And they knew that that phone number that was being dialed and utilized 5 and 6 hours a day was the local access number for AOL. So, of course, he got fired. So it's very easy for them to track you. One of the programs in here is called When, What, Where. I downloaded that program onto my computer as a 30-day trial just to see how it operated. And it was utterly amazing what this program would do. After our computer guy and I got it all set up, then I just went about my normal business and forgot about it. At the end of the day, then I clicked on the little icon, because you can see the icon as long as it's a trial version. When you buy the program, it runs in the stealth mode and it's supposed to be completely undetectable. Up comes this database. And in this database is everything that I did on the computer all day long. And it was a very easily read database. I mean, a manager could easily scroll down this database and see what I did all day long. Every website that I went to, every program that I opened, every email that I opened, every keystroke was logged. When I was typing out an email to someone and I misspelled something and backspaced it out and retyped it, the backspace was in there, and, you know, retyping it, every keystroke was in there. When I logged on to my email, my passwords were in there. Everything, every keystroke was on there. The time that I opened whatever program, and like I said, it was all in a nice, neat database. It was easily scanned, and so it was no problem for anybody to see what I did all day. A lot of these programs are set up so that file can be emailed to your boss. So anytime you go online, then that database, that log, is emailed to your boss. So whether your boss is next door or whether your boss is in Jamaica on vacation, your boss can see what you are doing on the computer. And the same thing goes for a computerized machine. Anything that's computerized, the speeds, the feeds, when the computer was idle, when the computerized machine was idle, it's all right there. And it's not too far-fetched to think that if your computerized machine, if you're working on a lathe or something that's computerized, and it sits idle for a long time, then your employer can say, hey, you were away from your workstation, you know, for this amount of time. Where were you? And start building up a disciplinary record of the fact that you were away from your machine. Now, the fact that you are away from your machine, that's not going to reflect on this computerized sheet. You know, you may be off on the fire and rescue squad fighting a fire on the other end of the facility. you know, saving lives. That's not reflected on this, you know, computerized printout that shows that you were, your machine was idle. You may be on union business filing a grievance, or, you know, you may be helping the person next to you with his machine. I mean, there's a lot of things that are not reflected on this computerized sheet that they keep on you. And that's a problem. And this data can be manipulated. Yeah, the camera too. Of course, you may be asleep in the bathroom. That's another thing. But the thing is, you have no rights. Another little story that I don't know if you know about. The year 2000, the Y2K deal, the Teamsters Union, which represented the flight attendants on Northwest Airlines, they were in contract negotiations. They were having a very difficult time. A lot of flights got canceled right at the Christmas time Y2K deal. The Northwest Airlines blamed the flight attendants for calling in sick and intentionally canceling these flights. They ended up suing the flight attendants. And as part of the lawsuit, they got a federal court judge to allow Northwest Airlines to go into the homes of the flight attendants and retrieve their own personal computers, looking for evidence that they did indeed conspire to orchestrate the sick out. And so they confiscated about 20, and the union's computers. They went to the union hall and confiscated their computers also. Several flight attendants resigned. Several flight attendants got fired. Now, I did speak to the attorney that was representing the flight attendants, and they were all going through the grievance and arbitration procedure from this. So far, the flight attendants that had gone through the grievance and arbitration procedure have gotten their jobs back and have gotten their back pay and have been made whole because they had doctor's excuses. Okay? The sad part is that a judge allowed this to happen. The problem is more and more people are keeping records on computers. And that's part of the discovery process. So, of course, they're looking at computers for as part of the discovery process. But if Northwest Airlines are looking at people's home computers, then other companies are going to do the same. You know, what are our employees doing at home? Are they talking bad about us? You know, it gives the opportunity for other companies to do the same thing. And it's all perfectly legal. There's only one justice to the whole bit. There were some California judges that found out that the Washington bosses put spyware on their computers. And I don't know when that was, because I'm not from California. Do you remember when that? It was maybe a year or so ago. And guess what? The judges were livid. How dare you put spyware on our computers? And they demanded that the Washington bosses remove it. And they removed some of it, and they left some of it on. Of course, this is for the clerks and the secretaries and everybody. But I thought it was ironic that some of these judges would be the judges that may be making decisions about whether it's okay for companies to put spyware on your computers. Maybe if they got a little taste of what it was like to be spied upon, that they would think twice about it. I don't know. But it really is scary what companies are doing, and the lengths that they're going to, and the fact that all these products are truly being hawked to your companies as a way to spy on the employees. Now, I use it at the education center to try to make the union members that come through there angry. I want them to be angry. I want them to be upset. I want them to go back, and I want them to tell their brothers and their sisters what kind of technology is out there. And I want them to get involved. I want them to get involved in politics to try to change the laws. And I want them to get involved and try to get contract language that deals with the whole technology issues and how technology is changing everything about the workplace. So I do it intentionally. Yes?
From the, do you have some a citation or something so that we can take that back and show our members about the shortness of that case and everything?
Actually, yes, I do. I published an article on this. And I didn't bring the published article because of copyright stuff. I didn't know if, I was just worried about the fact that when I published the article, you know, they sent me this thing saying you can't distribute it, blah, blah, blah. And so I was a little nervous. But I'll be glad to email it to anybody that wants it, if you give me your email address. On the other handouts for the other workshop and in the book, my email address is on everything. Anybody that sends me an email, I'll be glad to email you the article that I published, and it's basically everything you want to know about surveillance but was afraid to ask. And it's got all the flight attendant stuff and the National Labor Relations Board ruling.
Where was it published?
In the Labor and Working USA Journal. At IAMAW.org. And also in Art Showstock's book that is out there, the Cyber Union Handbook. I also wrote an article, a shorter article on surveillance that's in his book, too. And I surely didn't want to bring that one and pass it out because I knew he'd be here. So.
Thank you.